I'm learning that two of the most notorious strip clubs in King's Cross may be shut down. Ashley Mullaney, 7 News reporter, is on the line. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Ben.
Thank you for talking to us. This is Bada Bing and Dream Girls. They were raided late last year. What's happened?
Yeah, that's right. Police from King's Cross raided both the nightclubs in December, and at the time they shut them down for 72 hours. And in that time, they've applied to the Office of Liquor, Gaming and Racing. So the authorities have since issued them with a notice today ordering them to close down for 6 months. So basically, they want them to implement a drug control policy, and also improve their CCTV. Police sent in 100 officers and went right through both nightclubs. They arrested three staff members, and I've since learnt that one of those staff members was actually the marshal at Bada Bing for the responsible service of alcohol. So police will allege that he was actually selling cocaine to an undercover officer. So he was among those three that were arrested.
And there are also allegations that there were customers being provided with cocaine by some of the working girls there at the establishments.
Yeah, that's right. The three that were arrested were staff members. So those bans will come into effect as of today and be in place for the next 6 months.
Okay, so they've got 30 days to respond to these submissions by police. So a little bit of a window there where they've got an opportunity, and then presumably if they don't shut up shop, the police come along and shut down the strip joint for them.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure regardless, police will be keeping a close eye on both premises.
Okay, good on you. Thank you very much, Ashley.
Thanks, Ben.
Ashley Mullaney. We'll have more on that on 7 News. And yeah, well, yet another blow for King's Cross because a lot of businesses there that have been damaged by the lockout laws. And I know that a number of the strip clubs have already shut down there because there have been real estate moguls who've gone in there and snapped them up. And there's been articles written about the fact that some people have gained from the failures of others in relation to those lockout laws, because businesses have been damaged by the lockout laws. In some cases, they've decided to shut up shop, and then you've got some entrepreneurial real estate people who've come in and thought, okay, I'll buy that. I'm happy to sit on that, or turn it into apartments or something else.